It's time for another edition of the Gaming Gang Extra, Gen Con Raw, sponsored by our good friends at Victory Point Games. On this episode, we're joined by Charlie Crank of Chaosium Games. Our Raw series features very little editing or audio modification in order to bring them to you within hours of being recorded on the Gen Con floor. Here are your hosts, Elliot Miller and Jeff McAleer.
We've got the opportunity to talk with Charlie Crank from Chaosium. We're very excited about this, seeing that we are huge fans of the Call of Cthulhu line. Gosh, since its first edition came out in the little box. How are you doing today, Charlie?
Doing fine.
How's the con treating you so far?
It's been a very good show. We have a good location, have a nice booth, and a product people seem to want. So
they've always wanted it, really.
Yeah, but the anniversary editions are more special than most.
And I did want to talk about that. I did pick up the hardcover edition. It's the 30th anniversary of the Call of Cthulhu release. It is a hardcover, leather-bound book. Care to share anything about that edition with our listeners?
We'd like to offer, as we can, I like printing books. I like publishing books. And I like being able to take the time to do a nice edition once in a while. Cthulhu or the other products we do.
Sure.
So I like the smell of fresh ink.
All right, that's a personal, private thing. I don't know.
But the fans seem to enjoy it, and it's really nice we can offer something that seems to add value to the game.
And this is a very limited edition, am I correct?
Yes, we are not reprinting it. We have 200 left in our warehouse, so they're almost all gone.
What was the print run?
2,500.
And I got one of them, and you don't, Elliot.
Shut up.
I haven't even cracked the plastic on it. I probably won't.
One of my taglines is that we're in the business of making future collectibles.
Fantastic. Now, there's also the 25th anniversary of Masks of Nyarlathotep, correct?
Yeah. We wanted to get that back on the market, so I talked to the author, Larry Dutilio, and what he did was he added an additional foreword. Looking back at the 25 years since he'd first written the book and what's changed, you know, how his perspective has sort of changed. And that was fun.
I did glance through. It looks like there's some new artwork included in it as well. Am I right?
Yeah, we have a number of licensees in other countries. And part of the agreements we try to work out is that if they create art for their editions, that we get to use some of that art when we redo a thing. So we were able to add some of the art, I think, from an Italian licensee. So, and like whenever we can, we try to improve the book. I've been working at Chaosium for 33 years. So I figure if you're going to do all this work, it takes a lot of work to create a role-playing item, you might as well try to do a good job.
Oh, most definitely.
We've only been playing for, about 28?
We probably got it. I picked it up, I believe, the year it came out. Because I was in a little hobby shop, and I saw it on the box edition, and I was like, what in the world is this? And I read the back, and I thought, oh, hey, this sounds pretty cool. Bought it, and we've been rolling with it ever since.
Yes, I remember playing through the original Mass of Nyarlathotep. Oh, it was sweet. It was so sweet.
Elliot can't tell you what he had for lunch yesterday, but he can tell you about the Mass of Nyarlathotep campaign.
My first Cthulhu character lasted through the entire playtest session for Cthulhu, when we were first publishing it, and the first 5 episodes of Shadows.
Oh, wow.
And then he got killed on the volcano smoke god thing.
Which is very unusual, because player characters just seem to live forever in this game.
Yeah.
There's also, a companion piece that's coming out for Mask of Nyarlathotep.
Yeah, there are some fans who have created an expansion for each chapter. The book is, from what I hear, we have a freelancer doing the layout. Mm-hmm. It's like 500 pages.
That's what I heard.
It was supposed to be out when we re-released the book, but I've not seen it yet. So we hope it's soon.
I thought it was pretty interesting that it's kind of almost like a GM's guide, I suppose. I assume it's much, much more than that.
Yeah, well, it would give a lot more background and detail for the different locales in Mask. Mask is organized by locations that you go to, with Shanghai and, you know, all these other cities. And
New York,
London. Where
Cairo's one.
Yeah. So each one of those gets a good treatment and, you know, a really deep background.
I thought it was pretty amazing that it's probably almost twice as long as the actual masks in the Lothotep page-wise.
Or more.
What else does Chaosium have coming out soon?
Having been around for a long time, we have a number of books that have been out of print for a while. So we're revising Gaslight, Cthulhu by Gaslight.
Okay.
That's one that we should have brought out much earlier. It's been thoroughly revised and about 150 pages added. We have a couple of other scenario books. There's House of Relia, which is a bunch of scenarios concerning Cthulhu. There's Atomic Age Cthulhu, which is a collection of 1950s scenarios. We will next year be bringing out a seventh edition of the rules. We don't tend to make gross changes to the rules. We're not going to invalidate what anyone does, but I think it's going to have more color throughout.
Okay.
And I think it'll be a fun thing. We're also going to create a specific rule book aimed at the players, which pulls out a lot of the background and the spells and stuff, and then expands on the character generation, organizations that might help the characters, occupations, equipment, that kind of stuff. Yeah, try to expand all that and make one specifically aimed at the players. And then the current book would still remain. In fact, the keeper has all the information he needs, including what the players have.
Right.
I have one last question for you, Charlie. If Howard Phillips Lovecraft were alive today and saw what his little mythos he created has become, what do you think his thoughts would be?
I think he'd be horrified.
Actually,
well, what we do is not specifically traditional Lovecraft.
Right.
He didn't write about gangs of investigators mowing down cultists, you know, and stuff. It was all about the personal descent into horror. But I think that the popularity of what he's created might amuse him in a deep, dark way.
Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners regarding Chaosium, Charlie?
Yeah, that we never would have made it. The company itself is 36 years old. We never would have made 36 years without the support of the fans and the game masters, the guys who run the stuff, freelancers, the authors, everyone who brings their own enthusiasm and perspective to the Call of Cthulhu game, you know, and the mythos in general.
And I understand there were some bumps in the road for Chaosium along the way, but it appears to us that you guys are doing quite well.
Yes, bumps. Bumps in my soul now.
I was being politically correct.
Well, you know.
Point of sanity.
Yep. Well, you know, the thing is that nothing's going to be easy to do. So might as well find something you like to do and then stick with it.
Charlie, thank you so much for taking some time out. It is Saturday here at Gen Con, and we are probably just about ready to see it get really crazy. So thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by.
There you have it. Thanks again to Charlie Crank for joining us, and a big thanks to Victory Point Games, where the gameplay is the thing. Stay tuned for more Gen Con action, and be sure to join Elliot and I for our regularly scheduled show.